This is an exciting time to be in the garden with all the sunshine, warm weather, and the moisture we've been getting. Plants are really starting to show their potential. This summer, we're following one newbie gardener as she and her family try to grow food in their backyard. Our director, Tracy Fuller, met with Julie Leung and her husband, Gideon Choi, to check in on their burgeoning garden.
So we're starting today at the root garden of your yard. This is usually the opposite side from when we start, but we're over here because you have some amazing potatoes going on. Remind us what's planted here.
So we have a row of shallots from bulb, potatoes, Jerusalem artichokes, peas, carrots, beets, garlic, and mystery plant, which I think is radish.
You know, I can't help but love the mystery plant. That's possibly my favorite item. But back to the potatoes. They're quite tall now. How tall would you say they are, and how many plants are here?
I would say they're like, the tallest ones are, I'd say, 30 centimeters high from the ground.
Mm-hmm. I think I planted about 6 of them there, and I was surprised that there's some that came way later than the other ones. And so there's some that are in the side probably closer to the sun, and there's 4 of them, and then there's 2 mini ones that are coming up now as well.
So sun has played a real role on all of your potatoes, whether they're the ones planted here in the side garden or in your root bags over there. But now that the potatoes are sort of up, you've got the 4 tall plants. Mm-hmm. What next? How do you maintain, or how do you encourage these potatoes to grow?
So I learned something, I think it was our first Grow Food Calgary class, called hilling potatoes, which I'd never known about. So apparently when you have them, I think you're supposed to wait till they're about 30 centimeters high. And at that point, you're supposed to basically bury the stem, like hill them, so make a little hill around their stem. So apparently what that does is encourage them to, I think they root and then create tubers kind of on the stem that you've just buried. And then you just continue to hill, like put more dirt to get higher and higher. These like little mounds of these hills around your potatoes to have a greater yield. So we've already tried to do a little bit of that, but because this side has a
frame.
A border, yes. But it's not very high. So I think if I try to hill, it's going to kind of come off and into the grass here. So I've tried to hill them, but I will try to do a little bit more just to encourage more yield.
When we made the root pouch, Julie actually intentionally put a half bag of soil in, planted the potatoes, and then later she would put more soil in to hill it and get that enough space to grow the more potatoes.
Mm-hmm. So we're also right beside the shallots, and they are looking so good. Can you describe for people who can't see it what they look like?
I mean, I guess it'd be the green onion part of onions. They're all above the dirt, and it's very green, and there's lots of spindly kind of, I think of them as legs. They're not. They're lots of shoots. I think I planted like 3 or 4 sets of bulbs, and so I think each of the sets, there is a, it looks like a shoot with basically something that looks like it's going to flower coming up, and some have 2. So those ones are looking really healthy. They're not falling over. They're straight up, lots of turgor. But I do have a question about whether I should be cutting those soon or now to prevent them from flowering. I think for onions, it's like they don't invest in the bulb if they're investing in the flower. Mm. So I think you have to pinch it back so that they will continue to invest in the bulb and grow them bigger or multiply the bulbs. Mm-hmm. But I'll have to figure that out.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned on the shallots front. Mm-hmm. Now would be an excellent time to speak of your headless tomato plant. People who have been paying close attention to our column will remember that we started out with 2 beautiful little seedlings of tomato. One kind of lost its head while the other one seemed a little bit robust. That one is still in the soil right now, and it almost looks like it was, why don't you describe what happened?
Okay, so the one that is still there was the one that made the transplant. It seemed okay, but then later its neck kind of fell over from weight or something. There is a little tomato coming up, and mind you, everything around it that was the vine looks like it's pretty well dead, but the tomato was like, I can do it. So I don't know if actually there is some like still some life. I'm just waiting to see, because if the tomato shrivels and falls off, then we'll know it's really dead.
And the other tomato, which was blown clear across the yard, as people may recall, it has miraculously come back to life.
So after the the tomato plant was sheared off, we decided to experiment again. So I wrapped it in some paper towel, put it in some water, and then waited and to see what happened. After maybe 3 or 4 days, I started seeing some green, and then you unwrapped the paper towel, and there was some shoots coming out of that. So we thought, there's life indeed. So so we decided to keep on going with it. We had a small boat of aphids that landed on it. Yeah. So we cleared some of the aphids, and we let it grow again. It's now planted in some dirt inside, and we're going to let it grow. We'll probably have to grow it over the winter, and hopefully we'll get some more tomatoes.
I love this story because it is a true beginner gardening story. Yeah. Because even something that's dead can come back to life if you put enough effort into it.
Love into it, yeah. And it's like my penance. It's like my penance to the tomato world. I'm like, okay, I'm going to nurse this thing. If it comes back, I'm going to nurse it through the winter. It's going to come inside. I'm going to grow tomatoes through the winter. And then who knows, maybe I can transplant it next season.
Stay tuned, listener. This tomato may yet yield some fruit. All right. Well, thank you again for inviting us into your garden and your backyard. We'll be back.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
That was our newbie gardener, Julie Leung, and her husband, Gideon Choi, speaking with Homestretch director Tracy Fuller. Julie is part of the Grow Food Calgary program and will be following her throughout the gardening season. You can check out her garden blog at allergyjourney.com/blog.